Today's shiur is being given Lila Nishmas, Yudi Bork, Zechrein Levracha, Yehuda Zev, Ben Feivel Yosef, Zechrein Levracha, Neshama Shaham and Aliyah. Today is his yard site.
Shkayach HaBezefin for inviting me. And to speak about Ramban, Parshas Tzav. Ramban says in the pasuk two times, Eish tamid tukar al mizbeach loy sechbe. Ramban asks, B'ktzara, why the Torah is madgish twice the din of Eish tamid, that Eish tamid you have to have a fire burning on the mizbeach loy sechbe. Don't put it out, or it shouldn't go out. Says it twice in one parsha. The Ramban answers that one pasuk is coming to say that everybody in Klal Yisrael is usher to put out the fire. Gemara darshins that somebody's meyred a gacheles me al gabei mizbeach, so he's over on a lav of leisichbe. There's an iser for any yid, any Jew to be mechabe to put out any fire al gabei mizbeach. That's one iser. Then there's another iser, Zogt Ramban, that the Koyanim have a special iser. The Koyanim are mitzuveh al shmira so'esh. That means, Dr. Ramban, if the Koyanim were nesatzel, even if they didn't put out the fire, but if a wind was coming, if something was coming and put out the fire, and they could have done something to stop it, they could have put up a fence, Dr. Ramban, that the Koyanim are over, lo'isichbe. There's a special iser for the Koyanim. Avada, there's the regular iser. But there's a dover chodosh nischadesh for the Koyanim. That's the Ramban in Parashas Tzav. Loshen the Ramban. I don't see it in front of me now, but the Lashon Ramban is in Nisatzlu HaKoyanim. They were Nisatzel, B'kiyum O'esh, they're over on Leisichbe. Rav Elchanan in Pesachim has a shayla on this Ramban. Says that the Gemara, Mevur, in Pesachim, in a number of places, that there's a heter for an Isser, a heter of Dover She'im Ischavim. If a person does an Aveira, without kavana, he's not mechavein. So it's mafi one sheet on the Gemara, Yehuda, I think, that he's not over. The dover she'ein mischavein, he's not over this. Sugi and psachim of ein mischavein. As long as it's not a psik ratio, as long as it's not vada, he's going to be over the iser. If it's only a suffik, there's a heter of ein mischavein. Frekter b'lchanon, that the Gemara zokt in zvachim. Gemara says that they poured wine al gabi on mizbeach. The shaila is that how could you pour wine on the mizbeach? The Gemara asks, you're over on leisichbe. You're putting out the fire on the mizbeach. So zog the Gemara that you're not mechaving, to put out the fire. You're mechaving to do the mitzvah of ziluf. So memela, there's a heter. There's no iser of ziluf yayin al gabi on mizbeach. Azay zog the Gemara in zvach. The Gemara says it's going with the shita that holds there's a heter of ein mischavim. Frekter b'lchanon says he doesn't understand. If the posh of pshat and dover she'ein mischavim is the pshat, let's say somebody is moving a bench on Shabbos on karka, on land, soil, and it makes chritzim, makes holes in the karka. You're not allowed to make a bore, you're not allowed to dig something on Shabbos. So on that, Frekter b'lchanon, there's a heter of ein mischavim. If you're not mechaving to dig the pit, as long as it's an enoi psik reish, if it's not vada going to happen, because the pshat in ein mischavim is, it makes it that you're not, it's like you're not digging a pit, you're just schlepping the bench, you're not digging a pit. The Dover Shemus Chavin says the Maisa that you're doing is not considered your Maisa. It's not Mesiachis to you. Good. That's the Pshat in the Gemara, that if you're pouring wine on the Mizbeach, and even if the fire might go out, but if you're not Mechavin to it, it's not considered you're putting out the fire. But that's all good if you don't learn like the Ramban. If you learn that the Yisr is just to put out a fire, just if you learn the Yisr is to put out a fire like every Yid is Mitzvah, so there's a Heter of Amos, so then there's a Heter of Amos Chavin. But if you learn that there's a special din for the Koyanim to make sure that there's a fire, so that even if they didn't do it, they're still over. So how could the Koyan or somebody else do Ziluf? There's, even if it's not considered the person's Maise, but the Koyanim have a Chiyuv to stop the fire from going out, what's the Heter of Amos Chavin? As they fact Rebbe Elchanan and Pesach.
Every Koyan's over on, if the fire was there, and they weren't shaver, every Koyan's over, that's...
Whoever could watch it, here there, whoever is possible to watch it, if they're able to watch it, is over. So how would that answer, anyways, Moshe?
No, just...
What's the gedder of the Ramban? No. He says Loshen Ramban is nisatzlu. So if I say it was only somebody that was shayich, somebody who was not there, fashteitzich is not over. If it comes from atzlus, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that one of the nisim was that like kibu hagshomim atzei the eitzim on the marocha. So with here, if the Geshamim would have been Mechavit, there's nothing to do. Mais, it's a nis. But here, if there would have been something for the Kayin to do, and he's Nisatzel, he's over. So here, the Chayr should be Nisatzel. Unless this is not called Nisatzel, if there's a mitzvah, Ulay Yesh Laden. But the Lashon the Ramban is Mashma, the way Rabbi Chanan learns up, is there's a special Isser for the Kayinim. So what would be the Heter for Amos Chavit? Zok to Rabbi Chanan, and I think the Chelkas Yoyev says the same Yisoid, it's the Teretz. They both learned that the two dinim that the Ramban are mechadesh, an iser of a maisa kibui and an is and a chiyuv on the koyanim, are halukim b'yisoida. The iser to put out the fire is an iser even on a little bit of the esh. Hamayrid gachelas me'al gab mizbeach is also over, zok the Gemara in Zvachim, even one gachelas. But this new din that the koyanim are mitzoveh is only if the entire fire will go out. If the entire Eish will go out, then there's an Isser. Oibazoi, Zokter Bochanan, so the Teretz is Poshut. That the Gemara in Zvachim that talks about Ziluf is talking about only being Metchabeh. Ziluf is not going to put out the whole fire on the Mizbeach. A little bit of the fire will go out. So that's Tako, the whole Isser, and that is only the regular din. You can't put out the fire. And that, then there's a Heter of Amos Chavim. But this new din of the Koyanim is only if the whole fire will go out. And since Ziluf won't put out the whole fire, Smemele, there's no problem. That is the Yisoid of Rabbi Chanan and the Chelkas Yoyev. To answer the Shaila from Zvachim. So, Bamison, you could answer Al Derech Rabbi Chanan, but maybe a little bit differently, the Etzem Kash of Rabbi Chanan, we can say, propose a different teretz. That the Pshat in the Ramban, why there's a Chiyuv for the Koyanim to make sure that there's an Eish on the Mizbeach, is because it's covered of the Mizbeach to have an Eish. It's not an Isser Gavra, it's a din that the Mizbeach, the Koyanim have to be Zoyer, there should be an Eish on the Mizbeach. It's the Pashat Pshat in the Ramban. The Isser to put out the fire is not mitzad kovet on Mizbeach, mitzad azilzol legavra. It's an Isser Gavra. That a person to go put out in fire on the Mizbeach is an Isser. It's like a Kain Me'ilah. You can't chepa with the Mizbeach. Me'il the Pshat is like this. The mitzad the Isser Gavra, it could be the Gemara held, even if Ziluf is possibly a mitzvah, but L'maisit there's an Isser, so you can't do it even b'makom a mitzvah. It's not clear there's a mitzvah to be mezali vishem on the Mizbeach. You could put it on the side, so you can't go and put it on the Mizbeach. The zilzul of the Mizbeach, the fact that a person put out a fire on the Mizbeach, is a problem. Aber the din that there should be a kiyum o'esh on the Mizbeach is a din because of kovet on Mizbeach, there should be an esh. Im Kain, if it's only because of Kavod HaMizbeach, if you're doing it because of Ziluf, because of a mitzvah, so there the Isser never applied. Rabbi Chanan says the Isser doesn't apply because the whole fire doesn't go out. Could be even if the whole fire were to go out. but you'll put it back after the Ziluf. You still wouldn't be Oiver, because the whole gather of the Yisr is for Kovan HaMizbeach. If he's doing it for Ziluf, there's no Pgam in the Kovan HaMizbeach. Possibly you can answer Pshat in Rebbe Chanan. Pshat in the on Rebbe Chanan's Kash. But B'chol Oifen, just to take out from this Rebbe Chanan, Dvar Musa, from the side of the Ramban state that there's two Yisurim. There's an Yisr to put out the fire, and then there's a special Yisr, the Koyanim were Mitzuvah on Kiyum O'esh, to make sure the fire doesn't go out. Comes Bein Hazmanim. So there's two. A person has to be careful that he himself shouldn't put an Eish Tamid al Mizbeach, Leisichbe, he shouldn't put out the Eish al Mizbeach. Every person has an Eish Kodesh Bechnim, so he should be careful, Leisichbe, keep the fire going. That's one Chiyuv. Then there's another Chiyuv. Everybody in this situation has a din koyin. They have to make sure there are other things that could put out the fire. He himself didn't put out his fire. But there are other things, ruchais shebaylam, that couldn't possibly put out the fire. A separate chiyuv, eish tamer tukar al mizbeach lo yisichbe, to make sure that eish tamer nothing else puts it out. That's benoigeya this shtickler Ramban. Another Ramban, it's not Minyan of the Yayma, but Cholifin of Geshmak Inyan, just the Ketzorah. Ramban in Parashas Kisiso. Ramban says, one of the ingredients in the Shemen HaMishcha and the Ketores was Mordror. It's one of the ingredients. Zokter Ramban, Mordror was musk. That's what they used to make the musk. What's called musk? One of the ingredients. One of the besamim. Fact upon him, Yafis. I'll tell you from that flaw that how could you use dam shenikrash betzaver behema tmeya for the mizbeach for pshemen amishcha for the ktoiris? The Gemara says that there's an iser. Whatever you can't eat, you can't bring into the mizbeach. So since this is Asur, it's Dam, it's from a behemoth Tmeya, so in the Meila there should be an Isser to put it on the Mizbeach. We came in das Nutzen for the Shemen HaMishcha and for the Ktayrus. That's the Shail of the Ponim Yafis. Says maybe because it was Batul Beroiv, maybe because it was Melach, Melach is Mevatel, but the Ponim Yafis and Kisis asked this Shail. Like to say, propose a possible teretz to answer Pshat and the Ramban. The din of the iser to bring something on the mizbeach, whatever's osur to eat is osur on the mizbeach. The Gemara learns it out from a pasuk called Mashke Yisroel. Mashke Yisroel, min amuter beficha. What you're mutter to drink or to eat is there's a heter for the koyanim. There's a heter to put on the mizbeach. Mashke Yisroel. The stipler declares a shaila, what is the pshat in this din of Mashke Yisroel? Is the pshat that the mizbeach is also considered it eats, just like a person eats, the mizbeach eats? It's also a din, achila, just like in the mizbeach you have to feed kosher things, just like you eat kosher, so you have to feed the mizbeach, tmarim ksheirim, achilas mizbeach, lashon ha-gemar. That's one pshat. Another tzad the stipler has, it's nothing to do with achilas mizbeach. It's nothing to do because mizbeach is an achila mizbeach. It's a halacha, it's a simen. What type of things are you allowed to bring onto the mizbeach? Kosher things. It's a simen. What's kosher you could bring on the mizbeach. But it's not a siba. It's not because the mizbeach has a din achila. It's a simen to what type of things you're allowed to bring on the mizbeach. What things can become kedusha? What things can you bring to kodesh? Things that you yourself would eat. But not because the mizbeach has a din achila. What's the nafkemina? The nafkemina is shemen amishcha. Shemen amishcha is not the zikr, not a carbon. So im kain, if the vort is because it's a heter, it's a din the mizbeach eats, that's only by a carbon. That doesn't apply to shemen amishcha. Masha'en kain, if it's a halacha, it's a simin, what type of things are mutter in the Beis HaMikdash, only things you have, you would be able to eat? So the Shemen HaMishcha is also, it's in the Beis HaMikdash, it's in the Mishkan. So therefore it would be also even the Shemen HaMishcha. The teretz on Shem and Amishcha, I think, is a good teretz. The shayla is k'toyris. K'toyris is a carbon. So it was also in the k'toyris. So even if you learn that it's an adin achila, which we said that doesn't apply to Shem and Amishcha, but al kaponim, by k'toyris yesh ladin, the question is if k'toyris has a real din of a carbon, maybe it's a separate din. In k'toyris yesh ladin, on Shem and Amishcha, lefi one side in the stipler, we can answer the shayla. Rashiv of Chibin, Rabbi Avram Ganachovsky, Zechayin Levracha, wanted to say another teretz to this Ramban in Parashas Ki Sisa. That the pshat is, Bamis the Panim Yafas speaks about it a little bit, that it's batal b'raif. The Dvarim, it wasn't only made of musk. The musk became batal b'raif. So if it became batal b'raif, there's no problem. It's mutter. A person himself can eat it if it's batal b'raif. There's no problem in Mashke Yisrael. That's the game. He asked the shayla on this from a Gemara. The Gemara says that a treifa, you're not allowed to bring a treifa, carbon, wasn't nishchat ka'alocha, on the Mizbeach. Frank the Gemara, what happened to Mashke Yisrael? Why do you need a special pasuk to ask for a treifa on the Mizbeach? There should be an isra of Mashke Yisrael. Gemara Shail. So Rav Ram asked the Shail on the Gemara. That the Gemara asks from Mashke Yisrael by Treifa. You have a Pasha to Teretz to the Gemara. The case is where the Treifa became Batal Baraif. Became Batal Baraif. So since the Treifa became Batal Baraif, so you're allowed to eat it. What's the Gemara Shail? The case is the Treifa is Batal Baraif. So therefore, since it's batal b'raif, it's mutter to eat. But it's still the Torah is coming to say you can't bring it on the Mizbeach, because even though it's batal b'raif, but it still doesn't become, doesn't change its entity, it's still a treifa. Neman like that. Doesn't change its dinim, it's just mutter, it becomes mutter to eat. But l'maisa, it's a treifa. So the Torah comes and says it's aser. That was his cash on the Gemara. Elamai, you see from here, the reason why the Gemara didn't say that, this teretz, is because even for the din of Mashke Yisrael, Bittul Baraiv won't help you. There's even in a case of Bittul Baraiv, there's still an Isser of Mashke Yisrael. That's why the Gemara couldn't use this teretz. It's in Cain, the teretz on Shem and Amishcha is not a good teretz anymore. If we want to answer Shem and Amishcha, that the pshat is because of the Bittul Baraiv, the reason why it's mutter. But the Gemara, you see, doesn't go with that teretz. Even on something that's bittul b'raiv, since before it was batal b'raiv, it was aser. And even if it's batal b'raiv, it still doesn't lose its mitzius of being a davar aser. It's mutter to eat. But the cheftz is aser, there's a problem of Mashke Yisrael. That was a shtickle from Avram Ganachovsky. One more hour. Sorry, it's not so much been Yana in Yana de Yaima. Yeah, sorry.
He's saying that there's in din it's mutter, but in mitzias.
Saying that there's a tais einig shas chuz einig yamtiv that says if you have tzitzis l'shma v'shaloi l'shma, or matzah, Rav Shimon brings it by matzah, matzahs that were nesariv with shaloi l'shma. So, are you allowed to use it? Are you allowed to eat it? So the Einig Yom Tov is Mechadish, the din of Bittul B'Raiv is only where it's a Shaila Mutar Aser. But it's not going to change the dinim. If you have tzitzis that were Nasari, Shaloi Lishma, in Lishma, it's not going to turn it into Lishma. You see from there that it's only a Heter Iser, but it doesn't change the dinim of the Chayfetz. So, in came by us, so over here too, that's why by Mashke Yisrael, if we're showing that Bittul Baraiv won't help, the pshat is, even though it's mutter, but it didn't change it and make it be'etzem mutter. It's mutter for you to eat, but it still remains what it is. It doesn't change its mitzitz. Because let's say it's...
The din of Mashke Yisrael is
That's might be totally in the stipler. That might be totally in the stipler shaila. That if you learn, it's a din that the mizbeach has a din achila, what you're allowed to eat, so you're allowed to eat it. But if it's a simin, so maybe the simin goes to the shayrish, not to bepoyel. The shayrish is something that was that the musk was something that you really can't eat. It punked in this heichitim, so you could eat it. It might be that this isay that he's bringing out might be told. Yeah, lechayra. Yeah. Have the coming parsha, the din seder kohen gadol on fang achrei mois. Rashi says, end of the seder. Rashi says, pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk doesn't say anything about Yom Kippur. The end of the parsha it says, achas b'shana zokt Rashi va'av ze loy b'chol zman ela b'yom Kippur. The ganze parsha, which doesn't say a word about Yom Kippur, at the end the Torah tells us when should this be done Yom Kippur. As they learned Rashi, bring the Chayodom from the Gra. That he brings from a Medrash. That there's another Shita that Be'etzem it's not talking about Dafke Yom Kippur. The whole ace that a Kohen Gadol is Ovid, the Seder of Yom Kippurim, a Kanarayin Gain in Kodesh HaKadoshim. As long as he does this Seder, but Achas B'Shana he's Mechuyev. It's a Gevaldik idea. The pshat, l'chayra shteita davar pashut, the machlokes Rashi, this guy or the other sheet in the medrash, in the pshat in the unfang parsha of achrei mois. What is the Torah coming to do? L'fi Rashi, the pshat in the parsha Yom Kippurim is coming to be mechayiv, achiyuf. Torah is coming to be mechayiv. There's a avodas Yom Kippurim which you're mechayiv to do. When are you mechayiv? So the Torah says at the end when you're mechayiv. Oh, but the parsha is a mechayiv. Lefi the gra, fi that shita, the parsha of Achrei Mois is a matir. It's not a chiyuv whatsoever. There's a matir around kumin in kodesh hakadoshim. That's the parsha. Achas b'shana, then there's a chiyuv. Achas b'shana, when do you have to be mishtamish lamaisa with this matir? That's Yom Kippur. It's machloikis yisaidi in pshat in the tzugang to this parsha. In sayim with the aura. Then in the Shalmi Simcha, Simcha Elberg, Schoen Levracha, he asks, in the Pasuk state, Chol Adam lo yeh b'ayil mo'it, Chol Ish lo yeh b'ayil mo'it, when Aaron was doing the Avodah, the Paiskim, the Rishonim, the Ma'ini HaMitzvahs don't bring this Isser. Chayr, there's an Isser for a person to be Bifnin, to show that a person does the Avodah. The Paiskim don't bring this Isser. Fact. Bring the kasha. Shua mikutna. Friyadike. Why don't the mayne amitzvahs? Why aren't they mayne this iser? V'choladim liye b'ayil mayid. When the kohen comes, kohen gadol comes to do the avodah. So state in shalmi simcha gevaldige teretz. Azog miken klaren yeshlachgar. What's the iser of a choladim liye b'ayil mayid? Is the iser an iser on the gavra? One pshat is an iser on the gavra, or batsam. There's an iser, nothing to do with the gavra. There's a din in the avoda that if there's a person bifnim, then the kohen can't do the avoda. It's nothing to do with the gavra. The gavra is not also to go in, but it's giving the kohen directions of when to do the avoda. So he says, if you learn the second way. That there's it's a din in the avodah. So avada the mayne amitzes don't bring it. There's not an iser on the gavra. There's no iser. The iser is on the kohen. He brings a raya, famous Yerushalmi, the chol adam. What's chol adam? Adam leyeh. So to Yerushalmi, it's marbe even malachim. Malachim tarnish zayin darte. He says in iser on the gavra, it doesn't pass the aser a malach. They don't have azaris. If it's talking about the kohen, if the kohen sees a malach, he shouldn't do the avodah. That's his din. If a malach happens to be there, while Koponim is a raya, it's not a din in the avoid, it's not an iser on the gavra. Plus?
Why can you do that with?
Yeah, but if he does that avodah and the person's there, maybe he's over.
So why is not minimum?
And I'll say it's around the kohen.
It's not saying that it's not.
That's what you have to say. It's not even this on the coin, really. Yeah. Maybe one hour on the you're doing the Magid Mishnah Seif Hilchas Chanukah, the Rambam. I didn't see it for a while, but just Elam could check it up. The Rambam says that for the Ner Chanukah in Oni Moicher Ksusoi. Chiddush doesn't say it. Mefurish Gemara. So the Shaila is, where's the Makar from the Rambam? Their din is Meicher Ksusai. So the Magid Mishnah Zog, it's learned out from Arba Kaisis, that there's a din even on Yisrael. Yechol Atshei Yisiv, you give him Dalad Kaisis, he takes Minatamchui. So from the din of Arba Kaisis, Zog the Magid Mishnah, I see Persumei Nisa is so great that Hu Adin Chanukah, which is Persumei Nisa, is Mechayev Moichar's Ksusai. As I Zog the Magid Mishnah Pshat in the Rambam. When Aleph Regen, Kiyadua, that where is the Makar? Where did the Magid Mishnah see that Arba Kaisis is Aloch and Persumei Nisa? Arba Kaisis is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah in the well say there, Arba Kaisis. So Aloch, and only has to take from the Tamchoy, the Chazal were Mechayev. You give him from the Tamchoy. But Al Kaponim has nothing to do with Persumei Nisa. So where did the Rambam see that anything that's based on Persumei Nisa has a Chi of Meicher Ksusai? Peladik a Rambam. Magid Mishnah daf an uplearner. You heard Tainah from my Rebbeim. Pshat in the Magid Mishnah is, Taisus has a Kash in Megillah. That the Gemara learns out, there's a Klal, Afhein Hayu Ba'isei Anes. The Gemara uses it for Megillah. Arba Kaisis. Noshim are Mechuyah because they were involved in the Nes. They were involved, they came al Yodam, but they're Mechuyev. Even though they should really be Potter al Smitzis Asay Shazman Gram. Frek Taisvis, so why do you need a Possek to be Marabin Isha for Matzah? Tesvav. Anshuldik, why do you need a Possek to be Marabin Isha for Matzah? Tepuk Leal Safein, or you buy Say Anes? Just like the Mechuyev in Arba Kaisis. Why do you need a special Possek to be Marabin Isha? Das ist Taisis Kasha. Taisis Tuterutzim. Ein Shomach Seches Megillah Dav Dalit. Taisis Retarum the Inyan of Afein Oye Boise Anis. In the Welt is Yodua Hateretz of Taisis Kasha. Noch Hateretz. That the din of Afein Oye Boise Anis is only by things that the Nes is Mechayif, the Mitzvah. Megillah. The Megillah is because of the Nes. That's why you read the Megillah. You're mefarsim the Nes. If the Noshim were Bechlal the Nes, they lay Megillah. The Chadayim, only things that come Achmas the Nes. Tyrus Sefoil in the Tshuva has a Shein of Tshuva. That the Leil Seder and Isha's Mechayiv in the Halel. Afein Oye Boise Anes. He wants to be Mechadesh. That the Yoim Rishon of Pesach, it's not so no Gabon, over an Isha's Mechuyev in Halal, because it says that the Nisim of Mitzrayim were by night and by day. So by night they're Mechuyev in Afein, who Adin by day? So to the rest of the Yom Tiv, it's only a Yom Tiv Dikadin. Yom Tiv is not Mechayev, Afein, Oye, Bayis, and Ace are only things that come as Persumei Nisa. So Teres Rafal Namzon like that, Sad, that only things that come from the Nase, and that would answer Tais Kasha. Tais himself doesn't hold like that, but that would be a Teres on Tais's Kasha. Imkay, if that's the pshat, come out of Chiddush. If the Gemara says that the Aral Dalu Kaisis is Mechuyi because of Afein Oye Baisei Anes, and the fi this Mahalach would be Muchach that Dalu Kaisis, the Mechuyi was a Persumei Nisa in the Gedin, but Yitzesi, Velakati, Vegalti, is the Mefars in the Nes. Oye Bazoi. And by Matzah, however, it's not Mechuyi, they write, it's not Mechuyi, it's Persumei Nisa. Oye Bazoi. If that's the pshat, and that's how the Magid Mishnah learned, so that's the makor from the Magid Mishnah that Dalad Kais is Persumei Nisa. The makor is Tais Kasha. He had Tais Kasha. Why did the Pasuk Mechayiv Noshim for Matzah? The Teretz is because the din of Afein Oye Boise Anes is only by Nes, and since the Gemara uses it for Dalad Kais, why says the Nes? As a vice Tais L'chayra from the Magid Mishnah. Mishnah Zokt in Psochim that an Oni takes from the Tamchui. Rav Hutner Zechayim Levracha Gefrekt, a tamchui is there for food. For mitzvahs, you don't find tamchui. Somebody doesn't have a mezuzah, he takes him to tamchui. He goes to a gemach, he goes to a, gets alvo, goes to the bezdin. But that's not the tamchui. The tamchui is a soup kitchen. That if an oni hot nishvat says, and we get them from the tamchui. So what state in the Mishnah that the dalet koisis give from the tamchui? Hutot gezogt, and it's poshe pshat. He heard from Chadmi Talmidov, as it gezogt, as the diet of a yid leil seder, his supper is matzah mitvayin dalet koisis. Shulchan Aruch is a separate din. It's not a separate mitzvah. Punk, you happen to do leil seder. That's his meal. If he doesn't have dalet koisis, he's not supposed to drink in leil seder. That is the diet of a yid leil seder. There are certain mitzvahs, but the Shulchan Aruch is Zaitig and the Iker, the mitzvahs become the meal. Karpas. We make a whole asik of karpas. Karpas during the year is on the side. You have a few vegetables. Kinuach the pas. That's not the Iker of the Suda. Leil Seder, the mitzvahs are Kaiveya. Ganze asik, karpas. We're marked in with the karpas. Chag Koshev Sameach.